Do you believe in click it or tick it?
Love sat alone in a boggy marsh, totally motionless except for her heart. Mud flowed up into Lump's pajamas. She totally confused all the passing piranhas. She's Lump, she's Lump, she's in my head.
Hello and welcome to Click It or Tick It. I am Pete Mugino.
Glenn Marshall here, rocking out to the two bass sitars in this band.
Too many.
This is Nick Schaefer, completely confused by these lyrics. I have no idea what the hell is going
totally
on.
Totally confusing the passing piranhas here on Click It or Tick It.
See, the thing is, she spent her 20s between the sheets.
Oh, oh. Like having sex with people?
Yes.
Now I get it.
What does that have to do with sitting in a marsh?
Is Lump fast asleep or rocking out with the band, Nick?
Okay,
it's a song about dating like the scenest chick of all time.
Yeah.
We're not even dating, just like wanting to date her, and I guess not being able to.
Which is even scener than dating the scenest chick.
I don't know. The song's only 2 minutes long, so I can't really infer that much.
Yeah,
but
it's like a hardcore song.
Yeah,
it's kind of sweet that. But I like that the idea that you have a drummer with like a snare.
It looked a lot like one of our.
Yeah, he has like a snare. Like
our
what?
Chris.
I don't even know if he has a floor tom. He has a bass drum, and like one cymbal.
He has a full set.
No,
it's a pretty full
set. He's minus like a few drums and cymbals.
It's a light set. The main thing, he was Ringo starring it, though. I remember he was a lot kind of drummer on a righty set.
They did
and
that.
And then they had that
song in Peaches.
Yeah, Peaches. And then they had the one dude played a 3-string bass, and the other guy played a 2-string bass.
Was there redundancy on the strings?
I have no idea, but I know that there was no guitar in President of the United States of America.
Yeah, it was two basses.
Just two basses, one with 3 strings and one with 2.
Wow. Yeah.
No, I thought when I figured that out, I was like, that's fucking crazy.
That's really
strange. I was like, whoa, these guys keep breaking strings like every shot. It must be so annoying to have to fix it, so they just don't even care. And then I did a little reading, and they just don't have the other strings.
Christian breaking out of the gates.
Yeah,
here.
I saw that. That's the theater of the mind I was looking for. Christian, thank you.
Yeah, Christian is painting pictures with drops.
Drop artist.
Shit just got real.
Yes, it did.
Up until now, it had been fake, but episode 49, reality sets in.
It was inauthentic.
So what'd you guys do today?
I slept until noon.
Fucker.
I deposited one check.
Fucker.
Uno.
Got row 8 and pizza.
Eh.
I ate it.
Fucker.
And
back to fucker.
Took a shower. Watched some baseball.
All right.
Nice.
And had a drink, and came here.
That's nice.
It sucks.
That's
it was a nice
day.
It was a nice little Tuesday.
Bastard. What day it is? Shit.
Yeah, Pete, you had the day off.
Oh, no, today's Wednesday. Fuck.
I had the day off. I worked for 4 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That's pretty sweet, though.
It was all right.
Yeah, that's...
I hope all you people listening had better days than me.
I did.
Yeah, like Nick. I hope you guys all have days like Nick.
My day sucks.
Every day.
What?
I had to close at work. It blew.
Oh, what is it? What is closing?
What does that entail?
You have to hang out, and you're like the last one there, and you have to like clean up everything, restock everything. And
sounds about right. I've had to close before. I don't even know why I'm asking.
Yeah, it sucks.
I'm glad I don't do that. Although I saw a part-time bartender sign, and I was thinking, you know, I'm not doing anything.
What place was that at?
It was at Matsuri.
They're always looking for.
Glenn used to work at that bar as the bartender.
Yeah.
Part time.
That was good times.
They're still looking to fill that void that you left them with, dude.
Go back to them.
Oh, I love that.
Go
bar,
to
though.
Them.
I just love being surrounded by like hot 25-year-old Asian chicks.
So why aren't you still working?
You're
there?
The only one. You're the only one.
Yeah.
Everyone else hates that.
I'm not a fan.
Even though we just went there voluntarily.
It was great.
Yeah, what, you guys had a drink?
Yeah, we had Uno.
Nice. How's Betty doing?
I didn't
there.
See her. Yeah.
What?
Dude,
I'm sure she was there,
was
but she was probably waiting tables or something.
She
were at the bar.
Oh, okay.
She is dead. She died of heartbreak because you weren't there.
God, she's hot.
But you know what? You know what I've been noticing lately? That this podcast is real great. I think we can all agree.
That we can all agree on.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure if I can agree with that.
But you know what's been missing since the conclusion of Guess the Gender?
Games?
It's been missing games.
Yeah, that's true.
And while Christian very slowly accumulates things from Twitter and Pete muses upon serial killers, I found something in my basement, and it's called Oxtails, for those of you unfamiliar. Ox Ridge School is an elementary school here in our hometown.
I attended that for like 3 years.
K through two for me.
I went fourth and fifth grade.
Okay. Well, before it was K through five, I was there. And this is the 1993 to 1994 collection of short stories by second graders. And in this particularly androgynous time in our lives, I thought we could fire up a little competition.
Oh, shit. Play the guess the gender of the offender drop, but cut it off right before our offender.
It's Dr. Contrarian, motherfucker.
Well, that was...
well, yes. Thank you.
Does he say,
you know,
space
that
bar?
It does sound like space bar.
Face bar. It's face, face bar.
Face from Nick Jr.?
He says a la bar? Face bar, and then it's oh, no, 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 no.
But that. We're not just playing for pride, though. I've got a prize that I found underneath underneath this little booklet in my basement.
Oh, here it comes.
This is a gem. This is a mint condition Topps baseball card featuring Chad Curtis.
Before
he was a Yankee, while he was on the Detroit Tigers.
Chad fucking
street value Curtis. Of that card has to be well over 45 cents, maybe even 46 cents.
Yeah, whoa. And get this. All right, just a little, whoever wins this, we'll say best of... say best of seven. I don't know. Whatever. We'll figure it out. Christian, I think, is competing too because he really loves Chad Curtis. Just as a, you know, a little teaser for you guys to make you guys want it. As a quote from the back of the card, even the Angel scout who signed him out of the draft's 45th round admits he didn't consider Curtis a prospect, hoping he'd hang around long enough to perhaps develop into a coach.
And so, hang around he did.
Disgusting. He won 2 World Series rings. 3.
3.
Wow. So
he did stick around long enough. And,
he was all right.
He stole a lot more bases than I realized.
Regardless, we are playing for him.
You're playing for the possession.
Yeah, Nick,
Chad
isn't your baseball prospectus like 2010, all right? Why don't you?
All right.
Don't you fucking hurry this along?
No, yeah, I use WOBA instead of EQA anyway, so it's all right.
Okay.
All right. You guys ready for...
Yeah, don't make me hit Ryan.
For the first one, do we have
confused.
A mic for a Christian to compete? Or how about... All right. You're only guessing between male and female, Christian, and so we'll have one drop to indicate male and one drop to indicate female.
Or we could just give... Yeah, no, actually, fuck that. Christian shouldn't be able to talk.
Yeah, I got my drops answers ideas. All right, Christian, what are you going to answer if you think it's a male? Take a second. Figure this out.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm an exceptional thief.
All right, good.
Okay, that's
all right,
a male.
That's a male. And what's for a chicky poo?
Killer. She means nothing to me.
Oh, extraordinary. All right, we're ready to roll. All right, so this one is titled The Time a Dog Chased Me.
Oh, man, sounds bracing.
Ready? I was playing outside and a dog came over and started running at me. He was a nice dog.
Fuck.
He was trying to play. He was a golden retriever. I had to go to my friend's house. When I went into the car, he started running at the car. He was still running at me when I got in the car. I said to my dad, the dog is running at the car. Then my dad stepped on the gas pedal, and the dog got tired and stopped running. Is this... that's the whole story.
Whoa. Tarantino there, an ending that leaves you hanging.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Can I go first?
Yeah, absolutely.
Girl.
I'm going dude because he explicitly explained... Then my dad, like, put the pedal to the metal. You know, like, the slammed on the gas pedal thing isn't a very chick image for me.
All right. The way
be like, then we, like, hopped into the car, and, like, my dad fucking dropped the clutch down into first, and we sped off with fucking flames in our tire tracks. I don't think
that's
not
good,
very chick-like.
So you're going with
that's
dude?
A good point. I actually really like that point. I'm going to go... I get Glenn just convinced me. I'm going to go guy also.
She means nothing to me.
All right, so 2 male guesses and 1 female guess. Now, this is going to create a problem because I realized after I started reading it that the name is, I think it's a girl, but the name is Casey Flinchy.
Casey Clinchy?
Oh, I don't
or
know, maybe.
Flinchy.
Maybe we shouldn't do last name.
Let me see. Because I know if it's Casey Clinchy, I know him. He was on my
Oh, well, sure, whatever you got to say to, you know, get the thing right. Here, let me just, I don't want you to be flipping through here.
We were on Heights Hardware. It's Casey.
We could just call this a warm-up.
Hey, no. Fuck that. After losing Guess the Gender.
You want that,
it's unacceptable.
You want that sweet, sweet Chad Curtis.
Nick, why don't you use this glorious Curtis as a
bookmark? I don't know why. Ah, here it is. Yeah. Casey Clinchy.
Yep, he's a dude.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, there we go. All right, I'll try to go for more obvious first names in the future. I just thought at the time a dog chased me.
I mean, that story, who could pass that up?
Yeah, I know, but I picked out the one male part of the story.
All right,
yeah,
so
we all know. We all just heard it.
The me and Pop's roll bounce. It was ill.
All right, so it's
roll bounce
the movie, yeah.
It's Glenn 1, Pete 1, Christian 0?
Yes, Christian has 0.
And we're playing first to, you want to say first to 4? First to... First to three.
Let's do. Let's
play it by ear. We'll see what you want to just say.
You know what? You're holding the glorious prize.
I'm gonna say best of seven because that's how Chad Curtis would have wanted to win the World Series
if he were still alive. Rest in peace, Chad Curtis.
All right. Ready for another one? This one's called The Club Kids.
Ooh.
All right.
That was a club.
I know.
Wow. This is pretty strange. All right. A long time ago, in a faraway land, my friend and I were playing catch. All of a sudden, a time warp struck us. We were sent to a lost land.
Whoa. There's no way this actually happened. I'm just pointing that out. I think they might
this
be
lying.
This is
all to true.
Us.
What? The dog story was true.
I know.
This has got to be true then.
Well, now I'm even starting to doubt that story, in all honesty.
You know what? Ever since we started
playing
this game.
There was so much excitement there, like flooring it away from the dog. That doesn't happen in Darien. But continue.
Well, we were sent to a lost land. My dog, Indy, came too.
Indy?
Indiana. We named the dog Indiana.
The princess came to greet us. We got brought to the king. He gave us gold. I got crowned. Then 3PT came to kill me.
Who?
I called a friend to short-circuit it. He blew up. I gave up being royalty. Then my friends and I had a party for my friend to graduate to our club.
Guy.
And we lived happily ever after.
Guy.
Yeah,
guy.
That sounds like a dude.
I'm an exceptional thief.
I think it's a unanimous decision.
Unana guy here.
All right, let's see what Ryan thinks. Ryan, what do you think?
Ryan, what's the deal here?
He's shrugging.
He's shrugging. I'm going, dude. Christian said exceptional thief.
Yeah, that's a guy drop.
All right, well, that is a guy's story.
Yeah, obviously. What's his first name?
David.
David, you are full of shit. There's no way you went to a distant land just to play catch. If you have the ability to go to a distant land, all you're going to do is play catch there. Are you trying to pull? Kids are so stupid.
Then the thought process, it's like, then I got like a crown, and then this guy gave us gold. It was great.
You can tell like this whole project that was probably like their weekly project. That was like at the last minute. And he was just like, I'm going to write like a badass story today, though. I'm never fucking having kids. I'm always fucking. Never
but you know,
kids.
You've already got 2 points now, and that might mean that you got 2-2-1 Christian bringing the one.
The
here.
Only kid I would ever want to have is Chad.
I was going to say, Chad, you might be the proud owner of a bouncing baby boy, Chad Curtis, soon.
Wow, the only boy I want.
We're going to switch it over to some poetry.
6 home runs in 1993.
You guys ready for some poetry? Because whoever gets this right owns the baseball card of a man who had 46 RBI in 1992.
Oh, wow.
So,
46.
That's a lot.
Albert Pujols kind had of. That in like 3 games. Ryan, why do my levels keep cutting out?
It's him.
Well, then don't do that anymore.
Guys, this is a very philosophical poem. It's called What is Red?
Ooh.
Red is the color of a rose. Red is the color of blood gushing out. Red is the color of my hat. Red is the color of a heart. Red is the color of hot lava. Fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Mm. Red is the color of a lunch ticket. Red is the color.
Lunch tickets.
I remember those red lunch tickets.
Of a crane.
Of a crane. What?
What? Yeah. Who wrote this this year poem?
I'm an exceptional thief.
I'm actually going girl.
I'm going dude because the crane thing threw me because I don't know any cranes like the bird that are red. But if it's like referring to heavy machinery, I can't see a chick being like, yeah, that front loader is fucking yellow. Like, I don't, you know
what
I mean?
It's just a crane, though. I picture it's like, daddy, what's that? It's a crane. It's like, it's red. Yes, it is. It definitely is.
Mm.
And girls have that poetic side. Girls, I know you have it in you. If you have the poetic soul as well, email me at Pete.
Wow, that just convinced me to switch.
So you two are both going
chick
Christian? And Christian's going dude?
Wait, Christian, confirm your choice.
I'm an exceptional thief.
Thank you. I just wanted to hear Alan.
Christian has tied it up. It is 2-2-2.
Oh, Mutino Brothers going at it. Mm. Only one of us can talk, though. I'll let you guess which one.
Wait, did we get the... Oh, yeah, wow. Christian.
All right. He's picking up this game quickly. You guys better close him out before he masters the game. We're moving... Moving on over here, you guys want to stick with some poetry? I think this is going to go.
All right, let's do one more poetry and then move on from that.
All right,
like,
this is called
emotionally and creatively bankrupt avenue of literature.
This is called Rain. The rain is falling. Thunder is roaring. Lightning is striking.
The old man is snoring.
For I am poor and I need a home. I have a friend, though they are poor too. We move on and on, for bad luck is with us.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's some deep shit. That's very depressing.
Did Jesus write this in second grade?
This is the parable of the rain. As told on the Straits of Galilee. But
Jesus may have been a guy, but God is a woman. I'm going with girl.
Killer. Mm. She means nothing to me.
Christian, going with lady?
I'm going with chick, too. Because I don't feel like dudes would be that aware of their monetary standing.
I sincerely hope we're all wrong.
You're all correct.
Yeah.
That is a lady. So it's three all. I'm going to say win by two, as always.
Let me see the name. I don't want to expose another name, but let me see.
Probably.
Oh, wow. She's probably dead by now. I don't know that name.
One hopes so. I knew that name.
Well, with a life that miserable and that rainy and stormy.
So much rain.
Yeah, right?
I think the rain might have even been a metaphor
for
how shitty her life is.
Nah.
All
right. Yeah, no, you're right. That's way too far-fetched. That couldn't be.
Nice. You guys, all right. Were you guys ready for the story of Cash and victory and triumph and glory?
No.
Well, after that poem about rain, I think we need a little bit of Cash. This one's called The Money Tree.
Guy.
One day I was walking down the road with my friends. We went to the park and we saw a tree with money. We took some money off the tree and we split it between us. We put our money in our pockets and went to the ice cream store. Then we went to the mall to go to the toy store. My friends and I got so many toys. I got a toy, and it was my favorite toy that I got there. When I got home, my mom saw the toys, and she said, "Where did you get the toys?"
Where's he getting his money from?
I found a money tree, I said. Then return the toys and take the money back to the tree, she said. I learned my lesson because I think it's better to be myself than rich.
Whoa.
That is fucking ridiculous.
That's a guy.
Do we get some guesses here?
Guy.
I'm going with dude. Because I can see, like, the teacher was like, yeah, this is going absolutely nowhere. You got the money. You got the toys. And then it's like, and then I came home, and it was the best day ever. And she's like, no, there has to be, like, a moral to this. Your mom needs to, like, yell at you. And he's like, yeah.
Oh, whoa. Like, they're going to show discretion on that one after fucking faraway land bullshit.
maybe it was
happens.
A different teacher, because, like, some of those poems were, like, really fucked up.
Well, I guess, yeah, maybe. But that makes you assume that it's just, like, the better teacher had this student. You base that on nothing. On nothing. And I know you don't have a mic right now. So
yeah, now I have a fucking mic, Pete. You ready to talk some bullshit when I can respond?
Not anymore, Guy.
All right, so we have a guess of Guy from Pete. What do you have, Glenn?
I'm going with dude.
Dude, Killer. Christian?
She means nothing to me.
Christian is taking the lead.
Oh, 3-2.
He knew it was written by someone named Tara. So
Tara.
He knew it. Yeah, he was mouthing Tara to all of us.
Christian is up 4-3-3. This is terrifying. He's one away from
terrifying. Yeah,
I can't wait to get back on Terra Firma. This is crazy.
Don't worry, Glenn. I'm like, this next one's gonna be right up your alley because it's about birds.
Oh, okay.
And it's called My Stupid Bird.
All birds are stupid.
Avi and Glenn.
Yeah. All right. Once I had a bird. It was gravy, orange, and yellow.
Gravy is a color.
It is now. It was a cockatoo.
Wow, that's a delicious color.
It had a spiky piece of feather on its head. I got it a jungle gym, a cage, some food, two bowls, some sunflower seeds. And what do I get? Allergies. Then one day, my babysitter came and brought it to her house to live. I set it up with her. Then the bird gave her sister allergies, so they gave the bird to some people that already had three birds. That's the whole story. That's everything, beginning, middle, and end.
I wonder what allergies...
Sorry, nonfiction is boring, Nick. I'm sorry.
What do you think
feel
allergies is a euphemism for?
Allergies.
Thank you.
Just kidding. I think it's a euphemism for sex.
I was going to say, yeah, like sexual assault. Like, yes. And then they blamed it on the bird. And then they're like, we got to get rid of the bird.
I'm
going with chick.
Me too. Christian, I'm going to go with girl. I don't know what it is. Only a chick would love gravy that much.
I think that story is so just fucking...
I'm an exceptional thief.
You're going with dude.
Christian going with dude? Okay, well, we have a tie game. It's 4-4-4.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, that story is way too non-linear and boring to be written by a guy. It's just like, and then my bird, like, it went to my house because it got, like, it gave me allergies, and then I listed all the stuff, all the accessories, and then it went to my nanny's house, but then it gave her kid allergies, and then it went to these other people's houses, and they have three birds.
And the end.
And that's the end of the story. See, yeah, that's a girl.
Something I was discussing earlier is I want to make these into movies. I want to act these out like they're scripts.
Oh, yeah. They'd be like with really eerie music.
But with that one, it's just like he also has allergies. Like,
and they're all under a minute long.
I gave them to people.
Yeah, if that. Like 5-second films can suck it. These are going to blow you out of the water.
Yeah, this is going to be 2-second films about birds.
And the transfer thereof.
Oh man, the battle is pitched for Chad Curtis. This guy was 5'10" if he was an inch.
Wow.
This guy was 175 pounds. Bats right, throws right. He was drafted in 1989. I mean, I don't know what else you want from a baseball player.
Very similar dimensions to me, I must say.
Yeah. Oh, giving you the edge. You should have already wrapped this up, Pete. What the hell are you doing? You know he had 583 at bats in 1993?
583?
Yeah. Pete's getting a little lazy in the offseason from Guess the Gender of the Offender.
Speaking of getting lazy, just like this story is really short and crappy because it was written by a child. So here we go. This one is called Fright Night.
Ooh, dude, come on. All
right, for those of you who have young children listening to this podcast, you might want to send them out of the room. Yeah, this is horrifying.
This is TV 14 or PG 14.
Yeah, this is some scary shit coming up right here. So get your fucking kids out of the goddamn room before we read this shit. All right,
here
we go.
Too many children listen to this podcast. I'm going to address that right now. Just cut it out, parents.
You know, our chief demographic is ages 7 through 12.
Poopy, yeah. Poopy, poopy, caca, poopy.
And Glenn just boosted us to number one in the ratings.
Single fucking handedly.
Zing, zing,
and
zing,
zing, zing, zing, zing, zing, zing.
A zingy, zing.
Zing, zing.
All right, Fright Night. I went outside. What was out there?
Why would you do that on Fright Night?
As a kid, they don't know better.
Do you guys play Fright Night 3?
Oh, yeah.
Xbox?
Fright Night 3.
All right, I saw a witch up in the sky, and then
holy shit!
And then I was, in her house. I was scared.
What?
Just like that.
This must be a powerful motherfucker.
You see
rage.
Her in the sky, then you're at her house.
Then you, yeah.
Next thing I know, I'm at the fucking witch's house.
I see a witch in the sky. Next thing I know, I'm in her house. I was scared. Then the witch turned me into a frog. It was going to be bad.
Shouldn't that read? It got really bad when she turned me into a frog.
Don't ever question the artist.
This is going to be bad.
Okay.
My dad and mom and brother would be sad, and it would be terrible. I would never see my parents again.
Oh, shit. This is getting heavy.
I got sad. I walked away to make a house to sleep in and live in.
What?
I found some frog friends. We lived together and played together.
Let me guess. He woke up then?
No, that was it.
Whoa.
All right, what are our guesses here?
Jesus.
Whoa. I mean,
that's tough.
I'm saying guy. I mean, that's some fucking Ernest Hemingway shit.
Oh, man. I can't
exactly.
Even. That just turned my brain to shit.
She means nothing to me.
You're saying chick. Now, I'm trying to replay the story.
Now, we need to, like, I guess we need to hope that just one of us gets this right or something.
I'm going with chick, too.
So Christian and Glenn both have chick, and Pete has dude.
Correct.
Christian and Glenn are turning Pete's brain to shit because they're both right.
Yeah.
Wow. So do we cut the check
again? The reason I went with that, it's because when he's like, oh, and then I lived. I made some frog friends and just kind of
I was gonna say
do.
It's all very emotive. I was scared. I got sad. It would be terrible. You know, I would never see my parents again. Like that shit doesn't occur to an 8-year-old boy.
I'll make frog friends. Like no worries.
I think really what we discovered is how neutral children are. How androgynous they are.
Oh, this is great. This next one's great.
All right, yeah, let's hear that.
All right. The kite. One day.
What'd you call me?
Glenn Marshall is.
Glenn Marshall is the kite.
It's runner. It's our people's word, all right?
All right. One day.
Us flying people.
One day I bought a kite. The kite was very colorful. I flew my kite. It went up high. And these kids need to learn some fucking pronouns, I swear.
These are getting on me for the Jewish shit, Nick? Really?
It went up high in the sky.
Don't say it again.
It pulled me up high in the sky.
Oh, my God.
When the wind stopped, I came down in my front yard. I went inside and watched TV. The next day, I went to school. At school, I went to resource. The end.
Resource.
Whoa. So that's how they got away with that shitty story. Resource, if you didn't know, is kind of like the ALP type, like
alternate learning program.
Yeah, type. Special attention type thing.
I'm going with dude.
I'm going with girl.
I'm an exceptional thief.
Stupid, stupid girl.
Two dudes and one guy, or two dudes and one chick. Rather, the guess is once again.
That's the way I like it.
Oh man, Glenn and Christian are pulling way ahead of Pete here.
Are we two
ahead?
They
just know kids.
Is
this
six? It's 6-6-4.
So then he's out.
So Pete, have you been eliminated?
Yeah, please.
And then it's between me and Christian.
So between Christian and Glenn, Jesus Christ! All right, Just so Pete can see this beautiful illustration here. This is written by
I read one
now
that
EJ.
I'm official.
Yeah, yeah, sure. You can pick one
out there.
In fact,
let me pick one out here. That's
way
too long.
I've been trying to make the name.
That one's too sexy.
Anytime they say the name of a friend, I make it gender neutral because obviously.
Oh.
The reason I thought I went with dude on that one, it's just like, yeah. And then after having this badass adventure on this kite all day, I just like got off.
Watched TV.
Just watched some TV, broed out for a little bit.
Yeah.
Slapped my woman around and then like, and then went to school the next day.
Had three.
And then I went to retard class. Like.
All right, this one's on a lighter note, and it's actually by someone we know.
Hold on, really quickly. Chad Curtis was born in Marion, Indiana. Sorry, continue.
Oh, wow. Fun fact. Good times here on Click It or Take It.
I need this card
all right,
so
this
badly.
One is called Happiness Is... dot, dot, dot.
And I'm just giving it away.
All happiness right. is a warm gun, right, Pete?
Well, you would think that, but happiness is my house. Happiness is my family. Happiness is school friends, exclusively. Happiness is a pet. Happiness is my bed. Happiness is when I make more friends. Not school friends, just regular ones. Happiness is when I went to my friend's house for a sleepover. Happiness is when I go to my grandparents.
Grandparents what?
Just in general. They own something.
When they go to them?
No.
Go to them. Come to me.
Well, come you to can me. I want to you two guess and then I want to guess afterwards even though I'm not competing. I just want to see if I can.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
So Glenn, what do you think?
Christian, just feel free to chime in whenever.
Killer. She means nothing to me.
I'm going with dude.
I'm going to go with a girl also.
All right. Well, Glenn is the victor on that
Shit.
One.
Shit. Yep.
Nice.
Wow.
So back to, someone we know.
First name?
What? Scott.
Cheer?
I'm going to smoke some crack. I'm going to smoke some crack later, but that's all right.
Okay. Yeah, no, I know who that is. All right.
That's Scott Cheer.
All right, but just, you know.
Oh, my God, on a similar vein.
Chad Curtis struck out 69 times in 1994. That's a shortened season.
In a similar vein, someone who... this one's an aspiring athlete. In fact, I believe you guys play softball with him.
Glenn is up 7 to...
Don't guess the gender, but...
Glenn is up 7 to 6 right now, and one more and he'll win.
Let's just say...
You said softball with him, you know. Right?
Oh, I know. Said, that's why I said... Then I said, let's not guess the gender.
Okay.
That's why you have to keep listening!
I was listening,
to the podcast!
All right, now allow me to terrify you as punishment. Snow Monster by Ben. I love Crisco on my skin. Snow Monster. Mean. Bad. Running. Catching, grabbing, three things this kid can't do. Outside heads, hands, ice, freezing, breathing, melting, white, big, snow monster. That would be the best metal song of all time. I just read it. Snow monster, mean, bad, running, catching, grabbing, outside heads, hands, ice, freezing, breathing, melting, white, big, snow monster.
That is awesome. That is fucking incredible.
This kid's a prodigy. Snow monster, snow monster, snow monster, snow monster. All right, these are a little more. Do we want some more stories or some more poetry?
Well, we need one
you
more.
You know, you seize the responsibility, and now it sounds like you can't handle it. So, you know, it's just whatever.
I liked it when Nick was reading.
Thanks, Glenn.
All right.
Mike 5.
Also, You know, all right, guys, guess how many triples that Chad Curtis had in 1992?
At least two.
One.
It was exactly two. Christian guessed 11.
Hooray.
But Christian knew that 11 is what? One and one? One plus one is two. Good guess, Christian.
Yeah. So they're both right.
All right.
His slugging percentage is 369 in 93. I don't...
All right, let's guess the gender of this one. This kid totally copped out. I don't know what they were thinking. This is for an assignment. All right. It's a poem called Cats.
I bet it's about cats.
Yeah, it's just like T.S. Eliot. All right, cats. Sleepy, hungry, drinking, scratching, playing, kittens, toys, socks, bed, cuddly, funny, wonderful, naughty, beautiful, cats. Guess the gender.
That was nothing about the musical?
That was goddamn terrifyingly bad. That was awful.
Yeah, what a cop-out. There is a very sexy drawing to go with it, but...
You want to describe it to the listener?
Yeah, there's one giant cock rabbit and five little ones. Some guy who kind of looks like Hagrid, three flowers, and a laser beam on top of an apartment with it looks like cat windows that are very
cats,
poorly
yeah.
drawn and all disproportionate in size and
all right, I'm going with. Can I see the drawing actually, real quick?
Well,
cover up the dude's name and let me see the drawing.
Well, you already made your guess.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm going with Guy.
Guy? Yeah. Christian? Guy?
I'm an exceptional thief.
Christian's trying to stay in it here.
Both guessing guy. You're both wrong!
Oh, well, that doesn't affect the score at all, so continue.
And look at the name real quickly.
First name?
This must be terrible to the listeners, but we all know these kids.
Yeah, this,
so
is,
it's
this is awful.
And
awful
to avoid besmirching them. Ooh.
Yeah, Nick, you want to read the last one?
Yeah, this is awful. Oh, Glenn saying the last one, assuming victory.
This will be our last one of the evening.
Yeah, this is. I didn't realize this was going to take up so much time, but you know what? I'm glad it did.
Yeah, me too.
I'm too glad.
All right, let's
snow monster.
Light catching.
Wow.
What was it catching?
And running. And
all right, this is a great story. This is called The Time My Mom Ran Away.
Ooh, oh, oxtails. I can't believe the teacher let her get away with that.
All right, DuckTales reference. Excellent.
Wouldn't you
there,
feel like a great parent if at the parent-teacher conference, it's like, yeah, your kid came in. Go ahead and read the story called The Time Mom Ran Away.
We need to talk.
She really loved cocaine and had to go.
Yeah.
All right, one day when my mom was 7 years old, she was really mad because she had a brother. She decided that she would run away. She needed food.
Wait, she was mad because she had a brother?
Yeah. All of a sudden.
Who wouldn't be?
She needed food because the brother, I guess, then ate all of it?
She told her mother she was going to a picnic with a friend. Her mother packed her lunch, and then when no one was looking, she tipped it out the door. She told her she was leaving. What the hell? It's not running away. What the fuck? All right, she went over to the neighbor's house and hid behind their garage. She ate her lunch and sat there for a while. Finally, she got bored and went home. Her mother had been watching her the whole time. Is this, did a guy or girl write this story?
I'm going to say guy. Because he thought
you're
it was
not in the mix, but that's cool. Yeah, I'm saying chick.
Two chick guesses, and Glenn and Christian are both right. Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Fuck!
It was by Tess.
So who does the... All right. Well, I guess we're going to have to... You're going to have to stay tuned for next time,
the thrilling conclusion. I don't
who wins...
Chad Curtis.
Oh, Chad Curtis. Don't touch my Curtis.
We don't know if it's yours yet.
Yeah, well, it's definitely not yours.
In 1992. Just guess his slugging percentage.
I'm going to say 340.
380 something.
372. Yeah.
Oh, my God, Nick. You're incredible.
I have been staring at the back of this car.
Unbelievable.
Oh.
All right. So
not
I
as unbelievable as Chad.
Well,
Curtis.
Listener, you're unbelievable if you sat through us reading elementary school literature.
Hold on. Before we go, guess how many doubles he had in 1994?
Five.
23.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. My favorite Jim Carrey movie. And this is my favorite podcast. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Night, everyone.